Coming off of the race at Talladega, we go to Dover. Jeff Owens joins us now. We're going from the Monster Track to the Monster Mile. But Talladega was fantastic if you like danger. And we saw danger there at the very end.
Yeah, good race, Phil, I thought. It was a bit unusual because it was pretty tame for a while there. Not a lot of cautions early in the race, but all heck broke loose at the end, like we're accustomed to down there, some big wrecks and that sort of mixed the field up. And good finish, I thought. Man, you feel bad for Ryan Blaney and Bubba Wallace both going for a victory there at the end, and they get into each other and wreck each other, and it falls right in Kyle Busch's lap. So dramatic finish. I thought the race was good. I mean, it's kind of what you expect at Talladega, and I think it delivered again.
Yeah, Kyle Busch, I mean, he's won so many races, but the super speedways have not always been his best spots, have they?
No, not really. In fact, he's never won the Daytona 500. Not sure if he's ever won at Talladega until last week. I'm sure he probably has, but you're right. That he's typically one of the guys that almost always gets in a crash. So maybe that's a sign that he's going to get some luck this year because he did a great job putting himself in position, and then he took advantage when the leaders wrecked each other. So sometimes that's what you got to do. And he climbs out of the car and says, sometimes you got to be lucky instead of good. And that's exactly what happened for him. So he's got two wins right now in that Richard Childress car. So pretty good start for Kyle Busch on what I think is going to be a pretty good season for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jeff, speaking of Kyle Busch, if it's not for his track record as good as he is a driver, does he actually, maybe somebody, a younger driver, do they listen to their team and go in to pit late in the overtime to get fuel? Because he was running on fumes, there's no question. But he ignored his team, stayed out, obviously paid big dividends for him. But can a younger driver make that call as easily as a veteran driver like Busch?
Yeah, I don't think so. If you're a young guy, you're not gonna overrule your crew chief. But if you're Kyle Busch, you can do what you want. I mean, he's got the street cred to back it up. And, and Kyle is as stubborn as they come. You know, he's rebuffed more than a few crew chiefs in his career. And this one worked out in his favor. I mean, he knew what he had. I guess he took a big gamble there, but it certainly paid off. And he runs out of gas on the victory lap there. You know, he couldn't even do a burnout because he'd run out of gas. But great call on his part. I would be curious to know what his crew chief had to say after that race. But but he was right, and it worked out, and he gets the win.
Hmm. I asked you this when the incident happened with Chase Elliott and he got injured snowboarding, and we talked about what Rick Hendrick should do with his drivers. Does the Alex Bowman now, with him getting hurt in a sprint car accident, he's going to miss a month. Does it finally come home that Rick Hendrick's got to do something, at least contractually with his drivers, to tell them, you are paid for 10 months to work for me and nothing else?
Yeah, it may well, Chris. And here's an interesting backstory on this. You know, Rick Hendrick used to prohibit his guys from doing this. Back in the day, you never saw Jeff Gordon go race a sprint car somewhere. He was prohibited contractually from doing that. Same thing with Jimmy Johnson. But when they hired Kyle Busch in 2021, or Kyle Larson, I'm sorry, in 2021, one of the stipulations that Kyle wanted in his contract was that he could go run sprint cars and dirt tracks and whatever he wanted to do. And he goes to Hendrick, and the year he won his championship, he ran like 80 sprint car races that year. So I got to think now, you know, two guys this year have gotten hurt, Alex Bowman in a sprint car. I got to think that Rick Hendrick is probably going to rethink that contract, I believe.
Yeah, makes sense. Jeff, as always, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Jeff Owens in the Fast Lane with us here on Sports Talk.